USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
An optimistic President Trump says the United States is not built to be shut down. As far as when President Trump believes things can get back to normal?
I'd love to have it open by Easter, okay? I would to have it open by Easter. I will tell you that right now. I would love to have that. It's such an important day for other reasons, but I'll make it an important day for this, too. I would love to have the country opened up and just raring to go by Easter.
The president speaking there on Fox News. Ford Motor Company is not going to be reopening plants as early as they hoped due to the coronavirus. The original plan by Ford, General Motors, and Fiat Chrysler was to keep the facilities closed until March 30th while they underwent a deep cleaning. The closures not only affect plants in the United States, but also Canada and Mexico. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
A decision has finally been made concerning the Summer Olympics. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
After days of conflicting reports about the status of the Summer Games in Tokyo, Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has said he has reached an agreement with the International Olympic Committee to delay the Games for at least a year because of the global coronavirus pandemic. Mike Tirico of NBC Sports is an Olympic primetime host, and he says it could affect the performance of athletes in the Games.
Will they be able to repeat their readiness in 2021 as they were trying to get ready for July of 2020?
Sales of new single-family homes is on the decline. The Commerce Department reports sales fell 4.4% in February after surging the month before. That's more than double the rate economists were expecting. The seasonally adjusted annual rate in February was 765,000. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruta, conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruta Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Democrats stalling the passage of a much-needed China coronavirus relief bill are doing a disservice to the American people. That's according to Texas Republican Congressman Dan Crenshaw. Appearing on Fox, Crenshaw says he can't believe how low the Democrats have sunk in their pursuit of their own political ploys. He also says that even when government moves fast, it's still slow.
Look, well, my message for Americans is keep ordering takeout from your restaurants because they're hurting right now. A lot of cities are going into lockdown. We're about to start that here in Houston. And, you know, they've said that that date is ends on April 3rd. I hope we stick to that timeline. But a lot of restaurants still do takeout, even throughout these lockdowns. So you have to support them. But, yeah, like you said, you know, a barbecue joint I was just at yesterday, they have a 3 to 5% profit margin. They cannot last. Another friend of mine's business closed yesterday. I mean, this happens really quickly. And then what are these employees supposed to do? You know, they don't have any recourse. Government action is never fast. Even when we do move fast in a bipartisan fashion, it still doesn't move quickly. So we all have to be in this together. Help out who you can. Keep ordering takeout from your small businesses. Order online. Do what you need to do.
And finally, Major League Baseball's Pittsburgh Pirates are doing their part to help the staff at Allegheny General Hospital. On Monday, the players arranged to have 400 pizzas and pasta from a local pizzeria delivered to hospital staff. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.